The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Murphy's Auto Care.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard.
This is WHIO meteorologist, Kirstie Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to an encore presentation of an Ask the Expert show on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hi, I'm Jan Murphy, along with my husband Dave, and we're the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. Dave's an ASC Master Certified Technician for over 40 years. At Murphy's Auto Care, we serve all makes and models. We're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30 to serve you and your family's vehicle needs. Thanks for joining the show today.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you, all of you who are listening to us today. Thanks for joining the show. As always, Auto Talk is the fastest hour in radio, right, Jan?
That's right.
That's why we tell you, sit down, buckle up, and enjoy. Get a nice cold beverage, and most of all, enjoy the show. So we're here to talk about, always, about keeping your vehicle safe, keeping it dependable. And we know from over 40 years, or at least I do, and so does Jan, 40 years in the automotive service business, that's how you save money with your vehicle. Let's face it, vehicles are never a great investment, but that you can maintain them. And if you maintain them, they're going to save you money that way. So we are here to help you today. So feel free if you want to send us a question request, put that on Facebook at Murphy's Auto Care on our page, or you can also just email it to murphysautocare.com and go to our webpage. So that's how you can reach us.
I know some of the emails that we've received this week have just been very interesting, Dave. And I know one of them, we want to talk about the top three safety parts on your vehicle.
You know, that's interesting. That is exactly where that came from. Somebody, we had a listener who had actually sent me that question. He said, what, in your opinion, Dave, are the top three safety parts on your vehicle? And, you know, for me, there's a lot. But when you say the top three, it's simple. It's your tires. It's your brakes. And this one might surprise some of you, the wiper blades on your car. So think about it. So tires, obviously, that's the only connection you have to the road, right? So if they're worn, if they're in bad condition, now we don't have a good connection to the road and you have to be able to steer. And in order for the brakes to work, the tires have to connect to the ground, right, Jan?
Right.
So, and we had a little situation with that ourselves recently. And wiper blades, why are wiper blades so important?
Well, I can tell you all wiper blades are intermittent. Whether they're intermittent or not, you use them intermittently.
That's right.
And when you go to use them, you're hoping that they work. And they can really cause a problem if they're not working correctly or they're not working well. It's the blades themselves that have to contact that glass to keep, you know, snow, ice, and rain so that you can see where you're going. It never fails. We're already on a road trip, driving down the road. The rain starts and the wiper blades aren't working well. You're in an immediate dangerous.
It's an emergency. That's right.
It's immediate. And it's like, oh my gosh, my wiper blades, you know.
They've got to be at their best all the time. And you bring up such a great point there because that's, you know, they're out of sight, they're out of mind because they're down below the cowl at the bottom of your windshield usually. And, you know, if you're in for service on your vehicle, when someone suggests wiper blades to you, it's probably a pretty good idea because if you can't remember when you replaced them, they need to be replaced. Just a tip on this. Wiper blades in this part of the country, we recommend every 6 months, and it's because of ozone degradation. So wiper blades deteriorate. They're out in the elements. And they're not going to perform like new unless they are relatively new on
yeah.
your vehicle.
So if you had them on your car baking in the sun all summer long,
oh boy.
They're not going to be great for winter driving and vice versa. If you've had them on all winter long, you get that first spring or summer rain, they're not going
right.
to do as well. And I have to say, I've been very spoiled because I did not know how often they should be changed because where I take my car, they always have changed them regularly. And so
I know those guys.
That's one of the reasons I never knew. So I think educating the consumer is key because I think there are people out there, they come in, they get their oil changed, you know, and their service done,
sure.
and we're putting blades on their car. We need to make it a point to tell them, yep, these are going to work just fine. And it's really good advice.
Well, you know, when you come into our shop, usually one of our service consultants will ask people, by the way, when you're dropping off your car, when was the last time you had your wiper blades replaced? In if we don't know. And if there's that stare that comes back to us, then we know right away they probably need wiper blades. But, you know, it really, really is important.
It is. They're
Seriously.
One of the things you don't need them until you need them.
Right. And they've got to work properly. So we just can't stress that enough. And they're a wear item, like just like brakes are, just like tires are. There's other things that wear and
you don't need them until you need them.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. So
even the tires, you know, I don't know how many times I have walked around my car to look at my tires before I get in. And I know that is not common. And I thank you, Dave, for making me aware of that. You're not always getting in the car with me. And, you know, I might be going to pick up the grandchildren or something. So I do make it a point to walk around the car. Right. Just take a look at those tires. Is there a low tire? Is there something sticking out of the tire? You know, a quick look at the tread, although I'm also well taken care of in that area. But a lot of people aren't. And if they haven't had their car in, they haven't had time, we understand life gets busy. But you're right, spot on. Those are the three most important things to look at.
Well, let's talk about tires, you know, since that's one of my top three. What's an easy way to measure your tires? Do you know? Everybody's got, nobody's
penny,
got pennies anymore, right?
A dime.
Well, penny, yeah. You know, our money's devalued, so you got to use a quarter now. That's the only way you can do it. But in the old days, we used to take a penny out, all right, and put it in the tread area, not around the tread bar. And if you could still see the head on the of our president.
The on full that, head on of the penny showing.
Penny, right. Yeah, yeah. Then you had enough tread. That was a basic rule of thumb. So now the rule of thumb is a quarter. Here's the difference. The federal safety standard is 2/32 of tread remaining. Tire experts, the tire industry realizes it's actually 4/32. You need 4/32 of tire tread remaining on your tires in order to not hydroplane with your tires. So when your service professional is checking your car and they say, hey, by the way, your tires are worn to 5/32, all right, get ready. We're going to start needing to shop for tires here pretty soon in order to stay safe.
Okay, I'm just going to be honest. I'm not going to remember all those numbers.
I know you're not, but I'm sharing them with our listeners because, you know, hopefully wherever they take their vehicle, they're getting a digital inspection performed on their car.
Well, let's hope so. I mean, I go to a service provider, which is us, of course, and I just trust that they're going to do everything that needs to be done to the
sure.
car. They're going to tell me about
right.
it, and I'm going to say, yeah, go ahead, because I don't want to have to worry about it. I want the peace of mind, and I'm assuming they're doing their job. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So
you
go to a service provider, ask questions. What do I need now? What will we need later? And how far is this going to get me? But for me, it's safety and security. That's what I'm looking for as a grandma and as a, you know, I'm being honest, I'm generally in a hurry, you know, when I'm going from point A to point B. I want my brakes to work. I want to have good tires and I need my wiper blades to work because I don't have time for, you know,
a breakdown.
Right.
You don't have time
don't
for
have time.
The inconvenience of
and
a breakdown.
And I don't like surprises either.
Nope.
I mean, to be
really
honest
don't.
With you, I do not like surprises.
Well, I'm just going to take a second here and talk about that little surprise when you had a little slide off recently with the car. And
yeah, I was on clean, dry roads, but then when I went into the shopping area, slowly turning, there was slush, which I felt like I would still have, you know, mm-hmm. good traction, and I did not. I hit ice under the slush, and I mean, smacked right into a curb.
Right.
Did some damage on my older model car.
Well, only has 70,000 miles on the car. It's a beautiful car, and there's not a scratch on it, and there luckily wasn't that.
Well, and I walked around after that happened.
Yeah, that's right. Didn't blow the tire. But I just want to share, you know, these things even happen to us, and this isn't a matter of whether you maintain your vehicle or not. Things in the road happen. And but how much damage was done by that, I just want to share this. So we had to replace the wheel because it broke the wheel. We had to replace a trailing arm or a lower control arm. We had to replace a inner and outer tie rod end because they were bent. And we also had to replace the wheel bearing. And the reason I point out the wheel bearing, as soon as that damage occurred, you know, you brought the car home and I took it for a drive and it was just making a tremendous amount of noise, which we weren't quite certain whether it was the tire because I knew it was out of alignment so badly or if it was bearing, but I suspicion bearing. But this happens a lot this time of year, folks. You slide in just, you know, you slide the car in, you hit a curb, you hit a bump, and wheel bearings are not designed, because they're sealed wheel bearings now, they're not designed to take a, you know, a blow or a hit
jolt. It was a jolt.
Right, coming from the side. You know, your tire steps over bumps because you've got shocks.
I said a cuss word when it happened.
Yeah, and we won't repeat that here on the show. I can only imagine. But wheel bearings are very critical, and they can be, my point is, very easily damaged in what seems like a rather minor slide-off. So,
and even if you don't have a slide-off, this can be caused also by severe potholes.
Absolutely. We see it all the time, all year long.
People think, well, my car still drives, but the potholes can really damage your car. And I'll be honest, I did not get under my car in the snow and look at it. I just looked at it to make sure I didn't pop the tire. I mean, I just thought, I figured the tire had come off the wheel or had, you know, separated from the rim. But, I mean, it appeared to be nice. I drove slowly in the parking lot and then, you know, immediately home, which wasn't far. But yeah, very disappointing.
Well, you know, it happens. Luckily, it can be repaired. No harm, no foul. But it's just, it's the same thing we see day in and day out. You know, we service over 60 vehicles a week in our shop, and all of our master certified technicians are very skilled, regardless of the brand of vehicle that, you know, our customers drive. It's just a common occurrence.
Well, so. And I appreciate our technician, Josh, getting me back on the road as possible. He's a good guy.
Absolutely. You know, I mentioned digital inspection, and if you're a listener to Auto Talk and you're not familiar with what that term is, I want to take a second and explain what a digital inspection is. You know, most repair businesses are performing, hopefully, some kind of an inspection every time a vehicle comes in, more or less to give you a general health check of your vehicle, all the basic stuff, you know, like we talked about, tires, brakes, wiper blades, lights, belts, hoses, battery condition, those types of things. That should always be being done. But hopefully, and the industry trend is that, like in our shop, all of our technicians use iPads. And so when they get a vehicle in, every vehicle they drive, that iPad rides along with them because they're looking and listening for noises and vibrations and so forth that shouldn't be there, recording it on that. And then when they come into the shop and they proceed with whatever you brought the vehicle in for, they also then finish their inspection and take usually about 30 different photographs throughout that process. That happens every time we see a vehicle. And it's very important because it helps you set a baseline for the condition of your vehicle and helps you budget.
It's also very telling for the consumer, and it can reassure them what's good with the car and what needs to be watched.
That's
so right. So it's right there in photographs. They can be emailed to you whether you're at work or at home or on the soccer field. That way your life can keep going and we can get the vehicle in and be tracking what's going on with it very well. And it's a great baseline to have, because when we see you 4 to 5 months later, we want to make sure what was good is still good, and what to look out for, we're still looking out for.
We've been doing this for years, and it's always been my philosophy from the very beginning and our belief as a company that it is our responsibility to explain to our customers what's going on with their vehicles. It's just the right thing to do. And so that's why we do that. And I have to say, you know, we have a long following of customers that have come to us for years. Many of them are driving vehicles that are 10 to 18 years old because these inspections have been performed every time we've seen them. And it's helped them keep that car maintained much longer and safer all along the way. So it's just part of what we do. It's kind of who we are at Murphy's Auto Care and here on Auto Talk. So I like sharing that about the digital inspection with people. You know, some of the other things that we got a couple other emails this week, and one of them, kind of going back to the road condition, was just all about potholes. And obviously, we can't affect the road condition, and we have some great road crews around here. They're trying to, you know, they're always out trying to take care of, you know, those things in the road. But hey, let's face it, they can't be everywhere all the time, patching holes. So the question was, well, what do I do? How do I protect myself from that? And so quite honestly, there's sometimes you can't protect yourself because, like you've said, there may be a car in front of you. And
potholes are generally surprises.
They're always a surprise. That's right. So if you're you have to hit one. And that's just the way it is. But the best thing to do is get your car inspected right afterward. You know,
take it in for your oil change or your maintenance, have a complete inspection done. That way you'll know for sure.
That's right.
And you're prepared for the next few months on down the road.
Absolutely. And just like the wheel bearings we talked about, a lot of other components in the suspension and the undercarriage of your vehicle can be easily damaged from just striking one large pothole. So I'll tell you what, we're going to talk a little bit more about that and some great ways to save some money. So stick with us. We're going to run to a quick break. And you're listening today to Dave and Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care here on Auto Talk.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
There's no room for quitters on a job site. My Masterforce tools deliver power, performance, and durability that doesn't quit. Tools like my 20-volt cordless hammer drill. The brushless motor technology in that drill gives me up to 30% more power and 1.5 times the battery life. Professionals need tools they can rely on. Masterforce Tools. Available at Menards.
Save 11% on everything now at Menards. Good through March 23rd. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Dollar Shave Club. Dollar, we bought this moderately priced radio ad to tell you we're way more than just a shave club. Dollar, that's right. We also make top shelf shower, oral care, deodorant, cologne, skincare, and more club. Right now, get one of our shave, shower, or oral care starter sets for just $5. After that, the restock box ships regular size products at regular price. Get yours at dollarshaveclub.com/Dayton today. That's right. That's the name of your city after our web address. dollarshaveclub.com/Dayton.
With Lee's, homestyle can happen anywhere. Spring for a deal on a famous meal at Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken with our 10-piece breast strips family meal for only $19.99. Feed your family famously with 10 juicy, honey-dipped, hand-breaded breast strips, 2 large sides, and 5 fluffy biscuits. Get a sit-down meal made easy and bring home fresh, famous flavor the whole family will love with a 10-piece breast strips family meal for only $19.99. Only at Lee's. Famous for chicken.
You, yes you, have you been waiting for the next big thing? How does over $500 million sound? That's right, the Powerball jackpot is up to at least $625 million, and the next drawing is tonight, so don't wait. Get your Powerball tickets now. And while you're at it, don't forget to try the new Decade of Dollars scratch-offs with $1, $2, $5, and $10 games available. You could win $500 to $5,000 for up to 10 years.
Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Please play responsibly.
Have you been thinking about retiring? It could be the most important decision of your life. Tune in to Russell Total Wealth Radio Saturdays at 1 p.m. right here on WHIO for answers to your questions about how to maximize your money during retirement and learn strategies about minimizing your taxes. Get the facts and learn about all of your options. Tune in to Russell Total Wealth Radio Saturdays at 1 p.m. on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Part of our Ask the Expert weekends.
Score huge savings during Cedar Hill Furniture's March Mania sales event. Now's the time to upgrade your home court with slam dunk savings for every room in your home. Get your winning deal today.
At Cedar Hill Furniture, you're gonna love the change.
Hi, this is Dave.
And this is Jan, your hosts of Auto Talk. Are you planning to replace your vehicle soon? Will you trade or sell your current vehicle?
We'd like to ask you to consider donating your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction.
It's easy and simple. Just call 228-2886 or 228-AUTO or go to goodwilldaytonauto.com.
Your donation will help your fellow citizens, people right here in the Miami Valley. You know, donating your vehicle supports 40 programs that help over 20,000 Miami Valley residents annually.
Thank you for your consideration, and please donate today.
Sunny skies today, nice weather overall, calm conditions at the surface by the afternoon, and a high temperature of 50 degrees. Cloud cover increasing as we go into the overnight hours. Low temperature 34 degrees, mostly cloudy for Sunday. Breezy and mild with a high of 56 degrees and a chance for showers arriving in the mid to late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to an encore presentation of an Ask the Expert show on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to Auto Talk. I'm Dave, along with Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. And we're glad you're following us today. You know, when we went to the break, we were just talking about an email that talked to us about potholes and how can you avoid them. Well, as I mentioned, it's very difficult at times. But as you mentioned, Jan, you know, the most important thing is to get your vehicle in, right?
Well, on a regular basis.
Right. Get it in, get it checked.
Checkup.
How many times a year would you recommend?
2 to 3.
2 to 3 times a year. Absolutely. That's right. You don't always need an oil change at those times, but the vehicle needs to be seen. And if your vehicle has over 75,000 miles on it, it's probably time to replace the shocks or struts. Most vehicles have struts, also known as McPherson strut assemblies.
So can potholes really make those go bad quicker?
Well, absolutely. We see it frequently where, you know, a large hole, large whatever it is, something in the road will actually bend the strut assembly, which totally changes the alignment of the vehicle, which then leads to premature tire wear. Steering wheel might be off center. The vehicle may pull or drift.
So if you hit a pothole, you're saying that you should take your car and just have a
quick
check.
You should.
We do quick alignment checks
Absolutely.
No charge. And just, it's really for peace of mind.
Absolutely, because you just never know. You just never know what's going to happen. But if your vehicle, I just want to mention, if your vehicle is at that mileage mark, 75,000 or more, and you feel like the ride is deteriorating, there's a really quick check we do in our shop. If you want to stop by, we'll do a quick ride with you and let you know. But March coming up and April is a great time to have your shocks and struts replaced. Every year.
Shocks and struts, we do have some specials going on, so you can give us a call at 426-AUTO. That's 426-2886. We're going to be talking some more about struts and shocks later in the show. I did want to take just a minute and thank our sponsors today. That's BG Automotive Products. Thanks for sponsoring the show, and we appreciate using BG Automotive Products. They have some great products. We use them every day. They have some great warranty plans. Also, KOI Auto Parts, they're the professional's choice, several locations here in town, and KOI enables us to have our three-year, 36,000-mile warranty. And then I also want to talk about Mike's Car Wash. Oh my gosh, open daily 7 to 9. Wash books make great gifts. They have three convenient locations. And Ultimate Wednesday is every Wednesday at Murphy's Auto Care. When you schedule at murphysautocare.com, you're going to get a Mike's Car Wash certificate for you to use. And you can go in and see Mike's. They also have an unlimited wash deal going on, 6 months for the price of five. So thank you, Mike's Car Wash, for your sponsorship.
And the Goodwill Easter Seals Miami Valley and Goodwill Auto Auction have been a tremendous partner of Auto Talk and Murphy's Auto Care, and it's been a great year and a half together. We've really made a big impact, I think, in helping the community, and we're continuing that this year with the GEM program. If you're not familiar with the GEM program, go to murphysautocare.com for all the details on that, or you can also go to, I believe it's goodwilldaytonauto.com, and you can also see there the vehicles that are going to be sold. They have an auction every other week, and you can check out what's going to be for sale. This is a great place to buy a car.
It actually is a great place, and it's a fun thing to go do and watch.
Absolutely.
The auto auction. It's every other Saturday. Again, you can go to goodwilldaytonauto.com and find out more about it.
Absolutely. And let's talk about what vehicles they'll take, because they'll take a car, a truck, a motorhome, a boat, a motorcycle, an SUV. Matter of fact, they even had a light airplane that was sold recently this year. So if you're interested, and we hope you are, in donating, because it helps so many people here in the Miami Valley, give them a call. All right, we're going to run to a real quick break. You're listening to us today here on Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy along with Jan Murphy, and we will be right back.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Daniels with a WHIO news update. Our top story, Attorney General Bill Barr continues to review the Mueller report.
Chilly temperatures to start off, but we're warming up nicely. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO triple team traffic dealing with an accident this hour in Harrison Township in the 4200 block of North Main Street. And our top story is Attorney General William Barr goes over Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia investigation. The president remains silent.
President Trump himself has not weighed in on the release of the Mueller report just yet, but sources close to him say that last night he was in a good mood and he was glad that the nearly two-year investigation of the Special Counsel has finally come to an end.
Garrett Tenney says the president and those close to him are confident the Mueller report will exonerate him. A pretty good-looking weekend on tap for the Miami Valley, but it's going to be a chilly start to your work week.
Overall, the month of March has been actually cooler than the average, and that trend will likely continue as we go from Sunday into Monday, a cold front waving by, dropping down temperatures.
Storm Center 7 meteorologist Jesse Mag is back in moments with his exclusive WHIO forecast. U.S.-backed forces in Syria say they've driven ISIS fighters from their last remaining stronghold. Lucas Tomlinson has more.
Doesn't necessarily mean that ISIS as a whole is gone, but it means all the territory they once controlled. And let's go back to its peak in 2014. ISIS controlled an area the size of Ohio across Iraq and Syria. That territory now amounts to zero.
Since 2015, American military aircraft have dropped over 100,000 bombs on ISIS targets. Now to Clark County, where two people are in jail after multiple 911 calls about the same house on Jefferson Street.
The Clark County Sheriff's Office says deputies were called out to do a welfare check on a woman living in the home. That's when deputies discovered she had several warrants.
WHIO's Monica Castro says that woman told them she was being held against her will. Cops then arrested a man and have said they confiscated evidence of criminal activity. We'll bring you more on this investigation as it continues. In Miamisburg, a man is in custody on 21 sex-related charges involving two minors.
54-year-old Scott Pate was arrested Thursday on a warrant that includes charges of rape and gross sexual imposition. Other charges include disseminating materials harmful to juveniles. Cops say the victims in this case are known to Pate.
WHIO's Jonah Adi. Now with the most accurate and dependable forecast, here's Storm Center 7 meteorologist Jesse Mag.
Sunny skies today, nice weather overall, calm conditions at the surface by the afternoon, and a high temperature of 50 degrees. Cloud cover increasing as we go into the overnight hours. Low temperature 34 degrees, mostly cloudy for Sunday. Breezy and mild with a high of 56 degrees, and a chance for showers arriving in the mid to late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7, WHIO.
Latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar. Lots of sunshine around the Miami Valley this hour. It is 36 degrees in Troy, 40 in Springfield, and 40 degrees in Dayton at 1232. I'm Dave Daniels, WHIO, continuing news.
Warm weather's arriving, and you're in the midst of deciding where to get your next new vehicle so you can hit the road in style. It has to be fun for the family and fulfill your work and recreation needs. It's time to find new roads at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg, the home of great deals, no doubt, every day. You'll find a big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. Dave Kale specializes in hard-to-find trucks, among their hundreds of trucks, plus a great selection of GM-certified program vehicles. Dave will tell you, the buying experience is easy.
There are no hassles, plus you'll spend a minimum time at the dealership and get the great price for the vehicle you want.
Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started, and go to DaveKehlChevrolet.com to find out more. Time to find new roads and join thousands of customers who have found the best place to get their next new or used vehicle is Dave Kale Chevrolet in Mechanicsburg.
Hi, this is Jan Murphy, your host of Auto Talk. Growing up, life was full of limits, like only one soda or be home by 10. Obey the speed limit. Now you're an adult and you still have to obey the speed limit, but there's no limit on washing your car at Mike's Car Wash. Wash all you want when you purchase a Mike's Unlimited plan. And now, buy 5 months of the Ultimate or Works and get the 6 month free. At Mike's Car Wash, there's never a limit on clean. Open 7 to 9 daily for your convenience. For details, go to mikescarwash.com.
This is Clark Howard here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Did you know you can get our latest news flash briefing on your smartphone or iPhone? Use the Google Assistant app and say, play WHIO News.
You're listening to an encore presentation of an Ask the Expert show on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And welcome back to Auto Talk. You're listening to Dave and Jan Murphy. Every Saturday at noon, we love doing the show. It's the fastest hour on radio. We have a lot to talk about today, a lot in store for you. We've had a lot of great email questions this week that we want to go over so that we can answer your questions and let you know what's going on. One of the things we've had a question about this week is the dashboard maintenance lights and the reminders. So let's talk about that for a minute, Dave. There's all kinds of lights that can come on.
Well, there are. And quite honestly, this is something that's happening. You take your vehicle in, you have the oil changed, let's say, or you have a 30,000-mile service performed, or maybe a 60 or a 90, or on some vehicles you have a service or a B service performed, all right? Most shops are aware that those lights and reminders need to be reset, but frequently, if you're taking your vehicle to, let's just say, a quick lube, and they may not be properly resetting those lights. So consequently, when your vehicle leaves, all right, and it hasn't been set, your light will still be on or it'll come back on.
So sometimes the oil change is all you got.
Well, that's right. That's right. It can happen. You know, and there's some things to understand here. I mean, I think there's a little education for motorists right now.
But I have a question first. What is an A service and a B service?
So an A service and a B service. That's just another mileage. Actually, it's an algorithm based on time and mileage, runtime and mileage by certain manufacturers, okay? So in order to know what that service entails, the service professional then has to stop and review that. It's also in the owner's manual, of course.
An A service and a B service?
That's correct.
Okay, well, most of us aren't familiar with that. So what's an A service?
Okay, an A service is typically going to be a minor maintenance service, which would include things like an oil change, a filter change, perhaps the cab and air filter be changed, typically rotating the tires, and then a lot of visual inspections be performed.
Okay, so what's a B service?
In a B service, you're still going to include all of those services, plus it may include replacing brake pads or replacing belts, replacing the battery or the hoses. It's a more in-depth service. And typically the manufacturers that are utilizing that now are Honda and Acura. I believe BMW is utilizing that. So it just depends. And we're starting to see that
trend. I kind of thought it was just tech talk.
What?
I thought it was tech talk.
No.
Like A service, B service. What's that?
So for years, this is a great point, Jan.
Well, I don't read my owner's manual.
So you've heard the term K service, Jan. You've been around the business long enough.
K is a thousand.
Right. So in the industry talk is, okay, well, you need, people will say to a client or a motorist, you need a 30K on your car. And you can see the deer in the headlights stare from them, you can hear it on the phone. What's a 30K? Like you just said, what's an A or what's a B, right? I think it's just time that our industry starts explaining.
Well,
that.
Some people know what K stands for.
Well, they do.
Dollars.
Yeah. Well, that's how they feel. That's what they think. And that's what it really is. That's right. But, you know, it's just, again, I can't say it enough. Our industry has not done a good job of educating and explaining. And unfortunately, that's part of the reason our industry has a black eye in a lot of places around the country. It really is.
Because we haven't let people know what an A and a B service is?
Well, to some degree, but also because they haven't fully explained the other services that are being recommended on a vehicle. And I just read an article recently about this. You know, consumers easily think they're being ripped off or being overcharged by a repair shop. And unfortunately, in some very few cases, they are. But more often than not, it's an unintentioned, uneducated, or unexperienced technician that may recommend the wrong repair because they quite honestly aren't versed in that vehicle as well as they should be. So I really appreciate you bringing up and asking me what's an A or a B service, and I'll finally get back to this email we got about the lights, the maintenance lights, but the point being is that before you or when you leave your vehicle in the care and custody of a repair facility, a great question to ask them is, do you have the skill and the technology to be able to reset my maintenance lights on my vehicle so when I get it back, they're not on? Now, I will say this. Because all manufacturers are different and have different strategies, there's a learning curve to it for shops. And we're starting to see a trend in the industry right now where it's requiring more and more tooling and equipment to even be able to turn some of these lights off. The vast majority, you can still go in and reset them through some controls, information controls in the dash. That's pretty typical still. But I think the day is coming where consumers will see increasing cost or price of doing minor services like A services or 15K services, because now the repair providers got to compensate to buy the equipment to be able to reset the lights on their car. So what I'm saying here is that an oil service that you pay an average of $50 for today,
it's not just an oil service.
No, it's not. It's not. It takes a skilled technician time to do it properly.
And reset.
Reset lights.
Have the proper tools.
Replace panels underneath the vehicle.
Many do a proper inspection to let you know what else is going on with the car.
Right.
Just like when you go to the doctor, they're going to take your blood pressure, height, weight.
Right.
Look in your ears, whatever. They're going to do everything while you're there, regardless of what you're there for, because it's their job and it's their duty to let you know what else is going on with your body.
Exactly.
Letting you know what's going on with your car, even if you're just coming in for an oil change, it's a good opportunity to do an inspection and give you the good news. You know, there's good news too.
Absolutely. And I, you know, we've been fortunate. We've been in business a long time. Our clients have come to us a long time, and they expect to hear what's good and what might not be good in the future on their vehicles. So that's something that, you know, we can't miss a step on, because we've worked with people, and now they're coming to us because they want that confidence, that peace of mind. I just want to say one thing before we change topics here and switch gears, but folks, the day of a $19 or a $29 oil change is gone. And if if that's what you're still looking for, it's time to raise your standards, because the folks that provide those kinds of services in many cases are not doing you justice by thoroughly inspecting your vehicle and being able to have the time to put your vehicle back together after they've done an oil change or a tire rotation or whatever it is they may have done. So keep that in mind. So at any rate, that was a great question, and I appreciate that from one of our longtime listeners that asked us about dashboard maintenance lights reminders.
And real quick, Dave, I also wanted to go into the understanding your gauges and the warnings.
Oh, yeah, great point.
I mean, there's not just lights, there's gauges. Some people still have gauges.
They do. And
whether they know it or not.
We're all busy, right? Mm-hmm. We all drive our car because we got to get somewhere. We got to take our kids somewhere. Mm-hmm. We got to, whatever it is, we got to go pick up your wife, right? Or whatever it is, the fun stuff in life. But remember, there are gauges on the dash of your car currently if you're driving a vehicle with an internal combustion engine. There's fewer gauges than there used to be on most vehicles because it's all been simplified and computerized. But.
Well, we also had some experience in our family where, car maybe started to overheat. And,
exactly.
When you're busy with a bunch of kids in the car and you're just, you're listening for noises and you're taking a look in your awareness. But it is very important to know the gauges on your car and what they mean before you can do further damage.
That's correct.
So even if I'm busy, I do have to pay attention to the gauges in my car. If my car overheats too long or too much, it's going to just ruin things.
That's right. And, let's talk about two key gauges or three key gauges. Number one, an engine temperature gauge. If it's been calibrated and you can actually see temperature readings on it, you need to know what the normal is for your vehicle. And the norm for most vehicles should run between about 190 degrees and 210 as the high. Anything lower than that, anything higher than that, after the vehicle's fully warmed up, which is after about a 5-minute runtime, there may be a problem erupting, and you need to be watching that, okay? If you're, let's say, an oil pressure gauge, not a lot of vehicles have them anymore, but some still do, and most of them will just say okay or normal range. Familiarize yourself where normal is on that gauge so that you can, at a glance, as you're driving down the road, just take a quick glance, look at them, make sure they're all in the normal range. It's very important. Another gauge that is commonly found on vehicles is the charge indicator gauge. Some actually do tell you in volts how many volts the alternator is recharging or replenishing the battery to, right? Some don't. Some just say normal, high, low. But again, familiarize yourself with normal. If you have to, look in your owner's manual. If you don't have an owner's manual, you can always go online and check that out and see what it is, or call us at Murphy's Auto Care, and we'll be happy to help you. So,
well, I want to talk about one of the things I just learned in the past year. At my age, you were telling me, we were in a different car, a rental car.
Yep.
And, I know where the gas, I know where to put gas in my car, on my car or your car or maybe a few people's cars that I know I look. But when you're not familiar with the car, in a different car, where to fill it up,
right?
It's right by the gas gauge.
Typically, there's an indicator in the gauge.
Yeah, I never knew that.
Yeah, most vehicles have that. I have seen a few vehicles that don't put that in there, so you still have to get out and walk around the car.
So you look on which side of the gas gauge it's on, the right or the left?
Usually there's an arrow.
Arrow or an indicator.
An indicator.
And a little sign for gas.
Right.
And it's on your dash, and that tells you if your gas is going to be on the right or on the left when you pull up.
That's right. And that happens to us a lot. We rent a lot of vehicles. We travel.
We do. When you rent a car or you're in somebody else's car and you don't really know, I just never knew that. I thought that was a little trick.
And that's another thing. When you rent a car, this is just a common safety tip. Hey, everybody's in a hurry to get you out of the rental place. Don't. Take a few minutes, figure the car out, figure it out there while you're sitting still before you go out and you get in traffic. I've certainly not followed my own advice because we were in a hurry to get somewhere. And it's a challenge at times to do that. So, yeah, I really appreciate you bringing that up, Jan, about the as far as gauges and warnings. And I just, one other tip, and we'll roll off that, is that, you know, some vehicles, all they're going to do is they're going to either sound an alarm, or which can be disturbing, or they're going to have a series of lights come on when there's a problem with your vehicle. So just remember, yellow or amber lights mean caution. It doesn't mean you have to immediately stop and pull over and cause an accident. If you have a red light come on, that's a light that means you should pull the vehicle over. If you have
stop driving it.
A flashing light, that means we need to get some attention quickly to that vehicle. That doesn't mean in this minute, but shortly. So just keep that in mind. There's a series and a cadence to the lights. So at any rate, okay.
Good
so
tips.
I hope so. I hope that's helpful to people. You know, we want to help them with that. You know, I just want to bring up something real quick. Today and tomorrow, the 2019 Dayton Auto Show is going on now through Sunday. But the reason I want to bring that up is, if you're thinking about going to the auto show, you know, that means you're thinking about trading your car, or changing car.
Well, or
car.
Maybe you just want some entertainment.
Yeah, it's a great place.
Or sticker shock. You know, we went last year. It was so much fun. I mean, you got to see all the different cars, makes and models, compare one to the other.
Yep.
And then for me, it was really it was really nice to be able to see what's coming on the market and the prices, which can maybe make you want to keep your car a little longer in some cases.
That's right.
And maintain it. But fabulous cars at the Dayton Auto Show, and get out there. It's a great weekend to go.
It is.
Something to do for the family. And they have lots of other stuff there too to look at.
Absolutely. And you might consider donating the car that you're going to trade off to the Goodwill Auto Auction. So, you know, it's a great way to help your community. And if you're in that position, you can afford to do that. That is greatly appreciated by all of your fellow citizens here in this great place, the Miami Valley. So consider that if you may. Also, at the Dayton Auto Show, I believe there's going to be a kind of a thing that I'm always looking for, are EVs. So electric vehicles, there will be, there's always a growing number of electric vehicles that, let's face it, we're seeing a big uptick in demand and for electric vehicles, and you're going to see a few more at the show this year. So if you're interested in those, get out there, see them, get a feel for them. And I think there's even some ride and drives going on with, I think, Toyota and Fiat Chrysler's got some. So we're going to run to a quick break, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Did you ever wonder how your car feels after an accident?
Oh, my aching fenders.
Does it have a vision problem?
My right headlight is broken.
And maybe it has a pain in its side.
My driver's door has a really big dent.
Your car and your wallet both need Waltz Auto Parts. Waltz carries thousands of parts for vehicles from 97 to 2017. You'll find engines, transmissions, and auto body parts, as well as new and used glass and mirrors. Most parts come from low mileage vehicles, and all parts come with the peace of mind of Waltz warranty. All this from a company that's been family owned and building trust with customers since 1936. You'll save up to 70% compared to new parts prices.
70%? Wow! You'll be able to afford some hot new fuzzy dice to hang from my rearview mirror.
Right. Waltz Auto Parts, 1.5 miles south of I-70 on Route 68. Just take exit 52A and go toward Xenia. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Check out their inventory of parts at www.waltzauto.com.
If you served in the military, you may be eligible for health care benefits at the Dayton VA Medical Center. These are benefits you've already earned through your military service. Regardless of when or where you served, you may be eligible. To apply, just call us at 937-956-0770. Visit our website at dayton.va.gov, or just walk into the Dayton VA Medical Center and ask for assistance at the front desk. The Dayton VA Medical Center. You served us. Now let us serve you.
You. Yes, you. Have you been waiting for the next big thing? How does over $500 million sound? That's right. The Powerball jackpot is up to at least $625 million. And the next drawing is tonight. So don't wait. Get your Powerball tickets now. And while you're at it, don't forget to try the new Decade of Dollars scratch-offs with $1, $2, $5, and $10 games available. You could win $500 to $5,000 for up to 10 years.
Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Please play responsibly.
Hi, this is Dave.
And this is Jan, your hosts of Auto Talk. Are you planning to replace your vehicle soon? Will you trade or sell your current vehicle?
We'd like to ask you to consider donating your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction.
It's easy and simple. Just call 228-2886 or 228-AUTO or go to goodwilldaytonauto.com.
Your donation will help your fellow citizens, people right here in the Miami Valley. You know, donating your vehicle supports 40 programs that help over 20,000 Miami Valley residents annually.
Thank you for your consideration, and please donate today.
Sunny skies today, nice weather overall, calm conditions at the surface by the afternoon, and a high temperature of 50 degrees. Cloud cover increasing as we go into the overnight hours. Low temperature 34 degrees, mostly cloudy for Sunday. Breezy and mild with a high of 56 degrees, and a chance for showers arriving in the mid to late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to an encore presentation of an Ask the Expert show on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And welcome back to Auto Talk. Boy, this hour has gone pretty fast. We've got a few more things to talk about. Thanks for tuning in today. Each and every Saturday at 12 noon, we do appreciate everybody who calls us, everybody who emails us, and we're here to help you folks. So if you have an email question, you can email anytime, dave@murphysautocare.com, or you can call 426-AUTO. That's Murphy's Auto Care at 426-AUTO, and we're happy to answer your questions. And if you need us to take a look at your car, we're happy to do that too. We've had a lot in store on the show today, and I know we've talked about many, many things, and one of the things we want to talk about next is the Microlab oil analysis. We are one of the few shops in the country who actually has an oil analysis lab at Murphy's Auto Care. You can come in. It's best to schedule an appointment. We can pull samples of your fluids and give you answers within, you know, 15, 20 minutes, 30 at the most, while you wait. You don't have to mail your samples off and wait 2 weeks.
That's right.
We can tell you what's going on with your car, whether you should really be driving it or not, if you've got some indicators, or if you just want peace of mind. Talk more about that Microlab, Dave.
I would love to.
It's just an amazing, amazing thing to do.
It's just like when you go to the doctor, you go in for your annual physical, and they do a blood test, right? So the same thing is, we believe, should occur with your vehicle. You know, an annual sample pull of the vehicle's engine's oil and the transmission's transmission fluid really help you set a baseline for your vehicle's health overall. And the Microlab allows us to determine and be predictive, literally, about what has happened to some degree in the past, what's currently going on, and how long those components. Those are, let's face it, those are the two major components in your vehicle, the engine and transmission.
Right.
And so we can do that while we do an oil change.
And we need to do it with the current fluid that's in there, not once you've changed it. We get a much, much better opportunity to give you, you know, good advice and let you know what's going on with your car so that you can have that trust and dependability. So that your car doesn't let you down.
That's right.
If you think you've overheated it or it's just been through a lot, excellent time to get that done, or just as a baseline, either way.
Absolutely. You just, you know, if you want to know, if your car's, you know, just a couple of years old, it's probably not necessary if you're still within warranty. But, you know, once your vehicle comes out of warranty and maybe you're considering purchasing another extended warranty, now's the time to find out really what's been going on with your engine. So only at Murphy's Auto Care. It's very exclusive. We are the only shop this actually east of the Mississippi that has a Microlab in it, and we can do it quickly.
So if you want that done, give us a call at 426-2886 Murphy's Auto Care, or you can schedule an appointment online, murphysautocare.com. Schedule a service.
Very easy to do. You know, let's real quick, I think we should say thanks again to our sponsors, real briefly. You know, we want to say thanks, first of all, to BG Automotive Products. They've been a great partner with our company and with our clients, our motoring clients, I should say. They've always been there. Great fluids keeps our customers' vehicles running long, strong, and dependably. So thanks to BG Automotive Products as well. To KOI Auto Parts, we have a very exclusive warranty at Murphy's Auto Care. When you come in and we service your car, it's going to be good for 36 months or 36,000 miles, and we guarantee that because KOI is our parts partner. Mike's Car Wash, you can't beat it, right, Jen? A clean car is a happy car. Go see Mike's, and if you want to get your car in for service with us, do it on a Wednesday. That's Ultimate Wednesday. And you'll also be given a Mike's Ultimate Car Wash, which is a $20 value just for scheduling on Wednesday with us at Murphy's Auto Care. And of course, if you're thinking about trading your vehicle or it's time to get rid of old Betsy, Give the Goodwill Auto Auction the call and donate that vehicle today.
That's goodwilldaytonauto.com or 228-AUTO.
That's right. Folks, I can't believe it. We've run out of time again. We will look forward to seeing you again next week. Have a great, safe weekend out there and talk to you soon.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.